My name is Lyle, and welcome to the April 28th edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. To kick off today's show, we're going to head west to Vancouver as we take you listen to the west coast sound of the Celtic folk rockers, the Town Pants, a band that's been around for over 20 years, and it's fronted by brothers Dave and Dwayne Keogh. Here's the guys with the title track to an album from 2005. The song is called The Weight of Words, The Town Pants, here on 101.5.
Thank you. Which makes Swithin not my home. Will you, my lovely Jenny? I'm afraid and all alone. There is no peace for me. And I'm sitting in a stranger's room, playing at the stranger's table, shining empty like the moon. There is no peace for me. But in the darkness, struggle cold, I think about a garden valley, gentle as the leaves unfold, singing out along the Tay, distant and so far away. There is no peace for me. And I'm blinded by your city lights. I wander through these fearful places. The colors fade to black and white. There is no peace for me. And these are not the friends I know. These are not their smiling faces. A desert that no one should know. There's no peace for me. But in the darkness, struggle cold, I think about a garden valley, gentle as the leaves unfold, singing out along the Tay, distant and so far away. There is no peace for me. Now I know and feel it well. Poor immigrants, deep sunken feeling, standing at the gates of hell. There's no peace for me. Burned out by their master's greed, cruel exile transportation, robbed of every love and need. There's no peace for me. But in darkness, struggle cold, I think about a garden valley, gentle as the leaves unfold, singing out along the Tay, distant and so far away. There's no peace for me.
Thank you.
my hand. How many years have you been here? Little human upon the sand, from where I'm lying here in your hand. You to me are but a passing dream. The sun will always shine. Runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. All our souls are deeper than you can see. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. La 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 la. Circular motion, thought is like a little boat upon the sea. All our souls are deeper than you can see. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be.
British singer and songwriter Bridget St. John, who was born in South London on the 4th of October, 1946. And Bridget's popularity peaked in the mid-1970s when she was voted fifth most popular female singer in a Melody Maker Reader's poll. And besides her singing prowess, Bridget is a fine guitar player, and she credits John Martin as being her guitar mentor. We heard a song called The Pebble and the Man. It comes from an album released back in 1971 called Songs for the Gentleman. Before Bridget, we heard Sir Dougie MacLean, who is recognized as one of Scotland's foremost folk musicians. And Dougie was born on the 27th of September, 1954, in Dunblane, Scotland. And going back to 1988, we heard a song that Dougie wrote called Garden Valley. It comes from an album titled Real Estate. We started off today's show with Vancouver's The Town Pants, with a song called The Weight of Words, the title track from an album that the band released back in 2005. And we heard Ryan Robbins on the didgeridoo on that track. And if you are just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Doggle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. And we're coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. This is also a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Doggle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UM-FM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and Waxies is spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, And then we'll be right back with music by the Tannehill Weavers, Ireland's Keela, and a classic track from the British folk rock group Pentangle. So stay with us. Formed in Paisley, Scotland, back in 1968, the Tannehill Weavers are one of Scotland's top traditional Celtic bands. And last year, the Tannehill Weavers celebrated their 50th anniversary with the release of their 18th album. It's titled Auric, which is the Gaelic word for golden. And this album includes a song about the Battle of Sheriff Muir. And it was in September 1715 that the Earl of Mar led the Jacobites against the forces of England's King James VIII, led by the second Duke of Argyll at the Battle of Sheriff Muir, which is located near Stirling in Scotland. And it was a bloody battle over which both sides claimed victory. However, in strategic terms, Argyll had halted the Jacobite advance. The Tannehill Weavers with the Battle of Sheriff Muir here on 101.5.
And see the darts, old clans, free woods, and tartan darts, for from the kingdom's free man. The rattle bads, black cats, they make the money slow, man. They rushed and pushed and put a gushed, and many about it for man. The great Argyll led on his files, they what the glands for 20 miles, out the clans like ninepin kyles. They hacked and hashed the broadsword's class, who they dashed and hewed and smashed, up five and died of all man. But had you seen a fella begs and skyrim and tart and trues, man? When in the teeth they dog their rights and covenant true blues, man. In lines extended lang and large, when bayonets overpowered the targe, and thousands hasten to the charge. We howl and wrath, they fray the sheath, through blades of death till with a breath, they fled like frightened doos, man. Chase good through the north, man. I saw myself, they did pursue the horseman back to fourth, man. At them blame in mine sick, they took the brick way out of me. Strach to Stirling, winged a flick, but cursed lot. The gates were shut and many a hunted poor red coat for fear of Maisted Swarth, man. My sister came up the gate with crowding into me, man. She swore she saw some rebels run from Perth and to Dundee, man. Their left-hand general had no skill, the Angus lads had no goodwill. That day the neighbours' blood to spill, for fear by foes that they should lose their cogs of bros and scared the blows, and him would fast it free, man. Gentlemen, among the healing clans, man, I fear my Lord Panmure is slain, or in his enemy's hands, man. Now would you sing this double fight? Some fell for wrang and some for right. Many bade the world good night, say pell and mell with muskets now. Tories fell and witched to hell, flew off in frightened bands, man.
Mm-hmm. stand me out in the cold rain and snow. Gave me trouble all my life, ran me out in the cold rain and snow. Rain and snow, rain and snow, ran me out in the cold rain and snow. She came running on down the stair, combing back her long yellow hair.
Legendary British folk rockers, Pentangle. And the original band was active in the late 1960s and 1970s. We heard their arrangement of Rain and Snow, a track that comes from the band's fifth album, Reflection, that was released back in 1971. And the lineup at that time included Jackie McShee on vocals, John Renborn and Bert Jansch on guitar, along with Danny Thompson on double bass and Terry Cox on drums. In front of Pentangle, we heard the Irish band Keela, a group that got formed in the County Dublin back in 1987. And they play a fusion of Irish and Eastern European music. We heard a tune called Boy Racer. And this track comes from Gambler's Ballet, an album that Keela recorded in 2007. And on that track, the Ellen Pipes were played by Owen Dillon. Kicked off that set of three by Scotland's the Tannehill Weavers with a song about the Battle of Sheriff Muir, which, as I mentioned, took place in September 1715, where the 6th Earl of Mar led the Jacobites against the forces of England's King James VIII, led by John Campbell, the 2nd Duke of Argyll. And you can find this track on the Tannehill Weavers' newest recording, an album titled Auric. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show. And any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxies Dargle podcasts, by going to the programming schedule, and that's under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage, which is at umfm.com, and then scroll down to Waxies Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Continuing right along, some music by Poor Angus, a Celtic and East Coast music band from Hamilton, Ontario. We're going to hear their arrangement of a popular early 18th century Irish traditional song about a highwayman who robs Captain Farrell in the mountains of Cork and Kerry. Poor Angus with their arrangement of Whiskey in the Jar here on 101.5.
As I was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier. Let's stand and deliver, for I am the bold deceiver. Musharing dum a dum dum a da, whack fall a daddy o, whack fall a daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted up his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She said, and she swore, that she never would deceive me. But devil take a woman, for it never can be easy. Mush-a-ding-a-ba-dum-dum-a-da, back fall a daddy-o, back fall a daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Went into my chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny took the charges and filled them up with water, and sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Machari dum a dum dum a da, whack fall a daddy o, whack fall a daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. Was early in the morning before I rose to travel, up came a band of footmen and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, for she stole away my rapier. I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mush-a-ding dum a dum dum a da, whack fall a daddy o, whack fall a daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. Thank you. anyone can save me, it's me, brother, in the army. I can find a station down in Cork or in Killarney, and if you will go with me, we'll go roving near Kilkenny. I swear he'll treat me better than me darling Spartan Jenny. Mushadding gubbinum dubbada, whack fall a daddy-o, whack fall a daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Now some men take delight in the gambling and the roving, others take delight in the drinking and the smoking. I take delight in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning, bright and early. Mushadding dubbinum dubbada, whack fall a daddy-o, whack fall a daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mushadding dubbinum dubbada, whack fall a daddy-o, whack fall a daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
first met with young Sarah McLean. The wild rose of morning, the pale flower of dawn, and it hurled a springtime into Billy's life that day. Sarah, she could not see the daylight of reality in her fair young heart. Billy bore not a flaw, no, not a chosen one. He was a hired gun and wanted in Kansas City by the law. Then one day a tall man came riding from the badlands that lie to the north of New Mexico. And he was overheard to say he was looking for Billy Gray, wanted a young man and a danger set law. Well, the news it came creeping to Billy, fast sleeping's there in the Clarendon Bar and Hotel. And he ran to the old church that lies on the outskirts. He was thinking he would hide in the old steeple bell. But a rifle ball came flying, face down he lay dying, was there in the dust on the road where he lay. But Sarah ran to him, she was cursing the lawman. The poor girl knew no reason except that he'd been slain. That the long years have grown, and written on the stone where the dusty winds have long blown, 18 words to a passing world say, true love knows no season, no rhyme or no reason. Justice is as cold as the Granger County clay. True love knows no season, no rhyme or no reason. Justice is as cold as the Granger County clay.
Newfoundland's Matthew Byrne, a fine interpreter of ballads, as we heard in his arrangement of a song written by Norman Blake called True Love Knows No Season. It's sometimes also known as Billy Gray. And this song comes from Matthew's second full-length studio album from 2014, Hearts and Heroes. Before Matthew Byrne, Brittany's Lance Duval, who was part of the 60s folk revival and who also helped to modernize traditional Breton music and singing in the Breton language. We heard a piece of music called Quest. The album is titled The Mist of Avalon. Started off that set with Hamilton's Poor Angus with their version of Whiskey in the Jar, a track that featured the piping of Ross Griffiths, and it comes from an album called Prime Cuts. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have a song by Mary Murphy, who was born in Dublin. She now lives in Courtenay, B.C. The song is called Roamers. And then we'll follow that up with Amy McNally and some of her friends. And Amy is a fine fiddler from Madison, Wisconsin. We're going to hear a track from her Hazardous Fiddle CD. And it's a medley of reels that includes Angus Reel, High Road to Linton, and Devil's Dream. So, take care, have a great week, until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Here's Mary Murphy and Amy McNally. Bye for now.
Bowing heads as their mighty kingdoms depart.